Fans of Patrol time. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my sensitive co-host, Miss Tiffelbot. How are you this week, Tiff?
You know, I'm doing great.
All right. That's what you want to hear, Jack. Feeling good in the hood. Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell smooth, not Dwayne.
How are you doing this week, sir?
I'm pretty good.
You don't look like you smashed a bunch of Egg McMuffins before you came in here today.
Nah, all right. Watching my figure.
All right. Yep. So everybody's great. So, man, this week, man, we got some groovy news, man. We, believe it or not, we got some Christmas news we're going to talk about already. You know, it's getting into that silly season. You know, Christmas is infiltrating the Halloween season, Tiff. It kind of sucks, you know.
But it has been for a while, though.
Well, they just skipped over Thanksgiving.
Right.
We don't really, as a society, we like Thanksgiving and we eat food and whatever, but it's not like.
But they have parades.
There's not
stuff.
Like a big lead up. Hey. There's not like a lot of, oh, we do Thanksgiving movies and we do Thanksgiving whatever.
I do a Thanksgiving movie. I watch Planes, Trains, and Automobile.
Everyone watches that movie. Right. That's the only one.
That is the only one.
But that's the prequel to Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Well. It's my second favorite holiday, almost my first, you know, because once you get older, it's all about eating anyway, you know?
Right, yeah, it is.
Shit.
Eating, sitting there, watching football, and,
I don't watch football, but.
No, I don't. I mean, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't usually watch it either, but. Yeah. But like you said, there's always some good programs on, though, during that time.
Man, you get to look at all this. Anyway, let's move on. Let me try to tell the people about the news, y'all. What else are we talking about? We're going to lightly touch on a little Mortal Kombat news for you video gamers out there, you gamers. And we have a trailer of, I think this thing is coming out this month, The Witches. Something that we're going to talk about that. What else we got? The Stand is delivering trailers and information. And they're packing that with some stars. And so we're going to give that a little whirly-burl. We are doing a one-shot for... What is it, Lone Wolf? Or?
Raised by Wolves.
Raised by Wolves on HBO Max. HBO Max is starting to throw some shit out there now, y'all. You know, I don't know if it's worth it yet. If it wasn't for free, I don't know if I would buy it yet.
Stuff is sticking. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what else we got? Oh, the Big Daddy for the day. I almost forgot about the Big Daddy. Daniel Isn't Real. Available to you to rent or if you AMC for free, but you got to do a 1 month thing. So you got to do some trickery.
It's actually, I think it's only 7 days. They're starting to get wise on that month shit.
Oh, they like, oh, you ain't watching all our content in the goddamn month.
You turn 7 days. 7 days, motherfucker.
Right.
Also, I think it's available on Shudder, which is like, if you're a horror fan, a lot of people really like Shudder. I think it's a piece of trash, but enjoy.
Tiff, you got Shudder?
No, I got rid of it. Oh, I tried it. It's
I thought
garbage.
You had it because I was like, that's just like the second movie that's free on Shudder. And I'm like, nah, I ain't buying
I do,
that.
Yeah, I remember
no,
Shudder.
I don't have it. I just think it's a garbage app.
Didn't we have that at one time? Didn't we use that for a movie?
It used to be free.
It did, yeah.
It did used to be free.
Yeah. Now everybody wants your goddamn money out your pockets, y'all. Shit.
Yeah, stay out of my pockets. And also, if you want my money, make better content.
Right. At least give me a kiss before you want to, you know.
Capitalist.
Yeah. Pay for dinner first.
Right. Shit, it ain't free. Anyway. Shit. Man, 2020, you just feel like you're just getting bent over the rails all day long, you know? Shit. This is a bully year. Leave us alone, 2020. Anyway, man. That's going to do it, man. So, you guys ready to roll?
Yeah.
Let's get the hell out of here.
This is Anna from the Pop Prison Power Podcast.
This is Montego Bradley from Fans of Patrol.
This is Beat 'Em Down from Cult 45, the movie podcast. And you are listening to the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network.
All right, man. Quit getting smart over this movie. All right, man. For everything Fans of Patrol, go to fansofpatrol.com. You can reach us directly at fans@fansofpatrol.com or via social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and that's at Fans of Patrol. You can listen to us now, man, on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher, Satchel, Podknife, TuneIn, and subscribe to us on the YouTube because you can hear us on that. Give us a 5-star rating and a review, and we'll, you know, on any of our listening platforms, and we'll shout you out on the air. Notice that we ain't shouting nobody out because you bastards need to, you know, stop being so lazy. I know it's some major steps sometimes. You got to click, 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 back, click, click, go. But we appreciate it, y'all. And if you already did one, you can do another one. It's been a while. So there we go. So,
I mean, also, if you want to give us 5 stars and then write "this podcast sucks," I'm okay with that.
Oh yeah, because it doesn't matter what you write.
Right, write whatever you want. Like, say, writing this review made me angry.
Indeed.
I hate Tiffany. Whatever you want, I don't care.
Get out of here. So
I
bad.
Care. I don't care. I mean, I want to be liked. Don't get me wrong. I would cry. However, I would appreciate the review.
Hey, Smooth. She'd cry for real.
I would cry. No, you guys, here's the thing. I think people who listen to this show are like, what a bitch. But I would get off this show and I would fucking cry.
Oh, shit. It always brings us back to your biggest critic. Shit was hilarious. Hey, you know what? That's an inside joke. You shouldn't do that shit on podcasts. But, hey, somebody hit Tiffany one time. They were so annoyed with Tiffany's ass. They wrote this big long thing and tore her ass up. And you know, I was like trying to smooth it out. I was like, oh, no, it's that so and so. You know, and the person was like, boom, boom, boom. And it was funny, man. It was hilarious. But Tiff was half ass hurt, but she really wasn't. She was laughing, but you know, nobody likes criticism. And,
they stopped listening to the show because of me.
Oh shit! But then I would like make fun of the voice and shit because we just assume with the guys. So that's what y'all hear sometime, man. We refer to that. You know, inside jokes are the worst. You shouldn't do it on podcast. So that's, I had to straighten that out.
Oh, yes. If you ever hear about it, we have talked about it several times. Go back and listen to those episodes. That was what happened.
Exactly. So, man, like I said, you know, when we started, 2020 sucks, man. We lost one of the greats this week, y'all. We lost Eddie Van Halen. I did not see it come. It came from nowhere for me. I didn't know he had cancer. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he kept it keeping it on a low. And at 65 years old, man, we won't get no more. And I saw those recent videos, man. The cat was looking pretty good, man. You know, I like the short hair and stuff. You know, he didn't look like no burnout like most, rock stars.
Yeah, he cut it down. Yeah, the big hair thing, yeah.
Well, he can't keep that forever smooth. That was that 80s
stuff. Well, I mean, if you know, some people don't want to.
Like Steven Tyler. Yeah, Steven Tyler still keeps that.
Steven Tyler. Gene Simmons.
Ash, yeah, what's his name? Slash, yeah.
Yeah,
Slash.
Yeah, he just covering up that mush of his. Okay. But yeah, man, you know, go ahead, Archer.
Eddie Van Halen did die. But when I saw that, I came home and I was talking to Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, Eddie Vedder died.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think, no, he's still alive, too.
He is, yes. But Mike was like, Eddie Vedder died. And I said, yeah, Eddie Vedder died. And he was like, Eddie Vedder died. And I was like, yeah, he's dead.
Spread misinformation and
chaos. Then, maybe like 15 minutes later, I was like, oh, I'm sorry, it was Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mike likes Van Halen.
Yeah, yeah, as do I.
But Mike really likes Pearl Jam.
That's his jam. Pearl Jam is jam. I do that
to Mike all the time, and it makes him really mad. It's great. So.
What is he saying?
That's the only thing that he's saying is, I'm still alive.
What is he saying?
Nobody knows. He doesn't even know.
He made $1 billion on it, though, didn't he? Shit. Anyway.
So, rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, rest in peace, man. Panama is my favorite rock song ever, man. That 1984 album was just the shit, man.
You know? I can't listen to Panama.
Oh, that's my song. Why can't you listen to Panama? You about to ruin it for me forever?
No. It's just one of those songs that, like, because it was around when I was born.
Oh, wow.
I've just heard it my whole life.
Good,
because
it's
like,
the shit!
There's something wrong with it specifically, but like I tend to like burn myself out on. There's even songs that I love that I can't even listen to anymore because like I listen to them too much and then I ruin them for myself.
Oh, I know, I did that once. You remember that song "Happy"? It was on everywhere you went, and it's such a catchy tune. It's so good, but then it just got to the
for
point.
Real? For real's "Happy"?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, don't worry, be happy, but happy.
Yeah, I know.
And it just now when I hear it, I'm like, oh, turn that shit off, you know.
Right, mm-hmm. it just you ruin it for yourself.
Turn a happy song off, you know.
It's making me very mad.
I'm getting pissed. So yeah, man, but totally bummed out, man. I guess we can move on. Smooth, you got any reflection?
No.
Any kind words?
Mm-mm.
Damn. All right, so let's hit the news, man. So, but you know, before we get into the news again, you guys check out that Mortal Kombat downloadable content.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
with that,
What's your boy Sly?
Sylvester Stallone is a is a character, a big ass like Rambo, and doing his own voice. Tiff, I know
he is Rambo. Like, so in Mortal Kombat has always, and so a lot of other fighting games have always like done that, where they've paid a lot of money to have so this one in particular has RoboCop.
Oh yeah, I seen that. Yeah,
and
drop it, creep.
Arnold Schwarzenegger from Predator, I want to say.
Oh, they got what's this? Dutch.
Yes. Mm. However,
yes,
Arnold Schwarzenegger would not do his own voice.
Oh, what?
I'm not doing any voiceover. What are you talking about? Get out of here.
No. Oh man.
No. So it was really kind of nice that Sylvester Stallone did his own voice. The guy who does what's his face, who does RoboCop.
What's his name? Peter Welling.
Yes.
Yeah. I should know because I don't watch every RoboCop movie ever.
Yeah.
Mike, he did his voice. Okay. So like, you know.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, you're
it's
right.
It's a goddamn video game. That's cool, man. Yeah,
what's wrong with you, Arnold?
Hey.
Arnold.
I think he's just too big for his britches. But also, if you think about it, in a lot of ways, it doesn't really matter because he has one of those voices that a lot of people like learned to mimic.
Oh yeah. You're right.
We don't need you, fool.
Right.
Yeah. We'll do this for half the cost.
We already own your likeness, sucker. So anyway, babe, let's get to our first story.
You son of a bitch.
God, no. First story, man. So a trailer came out this, a Christmas trailer came out this week, guys. And, you know, nobody cares normally about a Christmas movie, you know, you're like, what? And I know Tiff doesn't care about this. And because the star is, you know, piece of shit, you know, I just found myself drawn to it. So Mel Gibson, he looks exactly like he did in Bloodfather, is doing a movie where he's playing Santa Claus, y'all.
Yeah.
But and the only way I can really describe this Santa Claus is, you guys ever seen the Christmas movie Scrooge?
Yes.
Yeah, with Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the beginning, Santa Claus got an AK-47, and Lee Major shows up and shit like that. You know, it's the closest thing. Like Santa Claus looks like an old biker that the government knows about. It's weird, y'all. Y'all got to see this damn trailer. I mean, and they contract him, and he got magical powers. Now it got a little more silly than that to me when they showed the little kid being a tyrant.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, when I saw the kid. He gets a lump of coal for Christmas.
Yeah.
And that makes him mad, so he calls a hitman to kill Santa.
But he's a kid, though. How does he have that much influence?
He's rich.
Well, yeah, but still, he's a kid.
Hey, played by Walter Goggins, right? Goodness gracious. I mean,
the assassin?
Yeah. It's not clowning with the casting. I mean, they got serious actors. And here's the deal. There's no campy music. Y'all, this might sound like Elf or some shit, right? There's no... Listen, they playing it serious. Like, nobody's cracking a smile, man. Everybody's serious. I want to see this shit so bad.
it's very bizarre trailer. There's some... Like you said, it's kind of an uneven trailer because there's some parts where I'm like, oh, is this a children's movie?
The lump of coal scene. Yeah.
And anytime that he's talking to, like, where the elves are eating all the sugar... Where the kids are, anytime with a kid, I'm like, oh, is this a children's movie? But then it's not a children's movie. You can just tell there's not a lot of blood or anything.
Yeah.
Oh, well, shoot. I mean, yeah, well, you got guns in here, so that kind of.
Only so many kids, right?
Yeah, that kind of limited. You gotta raise the age limit on who's watching this.
Yeah, big real guns.
Right, yeah, you know, and like you said, he's drinking in this.
You're talking shit.
so, yeah, I would say, what, 13?
PG-13.
PG-13, yeah, pretty much in that area.
Y'all, this sounds dumb. If you watch the trailer, though, goddamn, it's serious move.
Oh yeah, I mean it is, but you know, but like she said, you see the kid kind of raising the coal to the air. I'm gonna get you, fat man.
And
you know, and even the assassin, he has some moments where he might, you know, have some, like you said, I ain't gonna say not intentionally funny, but it's not the bust your gut, but maybe dry humor, like lines.
Yeah, it's like dry.
Yeah, so
I bet you this stupid movie end up being pretty good.
It looks like it'll be good. Maybe.
Hey, Tiff, when are we going to see it?
You know, I refuse to watch anything with Mel Gibson in it because he's a piece of shit. it is kind of disappointing because this movie does look kind of like funny in a very, yeah, like funny in an intentionally stupid way. Mm-hmm. But it does look like it's coming out on my birthday.
Oh, we got to go to the movie. Oh, wait, we ain't going to movie.
It says select theaters, November 13th, which is my birthday. And then a wider release the next week, it looks like.
I'm interested. Y'all got me. Shit.
Well, you'll be watching it regardless of whether we talk about it on this podcast.
If it's in the theaters, I'm not going, y'all. You know.
No, I think it's VOD as well.
Speaking of theaters, y'all. Y'all know I went to the movies about 2 weeks ago. I actually did it.
And what'd you see?
I went to go see the 40th anniversary of Empire Strikes Back.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you do that?
Because I love Empire Strikes Back. It's my favorite movie.
But you could have gone to see a movie that you hadn't seen yet.
I could have went and saw Tenet.
Yeah, you should have.
You know, it was just one of them things. It popped up in my email. It was like $5. I was like, I'm in. Big fucking mistake, y'all. Just so you know. Yeah.
You're coughed on by a bunch of nerds?
Well, no. It wasn't that many people in a theater, but in my row, a guy brought his like little kid.
Yeah.
To a 40-year-old movie, dude. I'm like, this kid doesn't give a damn. Clearly doesn't care about this. So guess what? You ruined it again for me. It was ruined when I was a kid, and it was ruined again by this kid ripping around up and down the aisles and shit.
Oh yeah.
And then I just did not feel safe, y'all. You know, after I had a little popcorn, I put my mask on, and I was sitting there dying, you know, with the mask on.
The whole time, just like, I'm going to die.
I know, and I was just like, I think the movies might be toast. I don't know, man, you know.
Well, yeah, if it keeps it up, yeah. Well, they finally said they're going to release Wonder Woman, didn't they, on...
In 2022, right? 21?
Well, I thought it was going to do it on a streaming service. I thought it was going to stream.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I thought...
You guys, you can't keep pushing movies back. I'm going to not care about them. I'm going to forget.
Yeah.
I'm going to forget that they were
everything that was supposed to be released this year, I know people are going to hate me for this, but I kind of don't care already, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And then even when they give you another pushback day, you're like, I don't care, you know. Anyway.
I'm going to forget that I even wanted to see that.
It's bad, though.
I forget. If someone's like, if I could literally be scrolling through Netflix and see a show that I'm interested in, if I forget to add it to my list, next time I won't remember that I wanted to watch. I don't even remember what it's called.
I agree with you on that one. That's how it goes.
You need to be a little bit. It's. I understand that, like, you're Satan and you want everybody's fucking money and you want more money.
I was like, where's she going with this? Gimme, gimme.
But maybe you should just fucking release it and make some money on VOD. Here's the thing. I guess I don't even care if you. I don't care if you make money. I don't care if you fucking go under. I don't care.
Oh,
I don't care.
Tiff, that's a lot of people work in the ministries, you know.
I don't care.
All the Regal cinemas.
That's
are
not.
Closing.
It's not my fault that they. Well, okay. I do care about the little people.
Yes.
I care about the people who own theaters and the people who work for theaters and the people who like are production people.
Indeed, indeed.
Uh-huh. And like, I just don't care about like heads of studios and stars.
Big execs.
Like,
no, you guys can live forever on the money you got. Get out of here.
Well, yeah, that's just so unfair about it, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, let's not depress people. Let's move on.
Well, my question is: do you think 2020 could be, fingers crossed, the year that kills celebrity? Because like I just don't care what any of those fuckers are doing.
You know something? So many of my friends are not watching the NBA and not watching football and not what. Yeah, and when we talk, everybody says the same thing. Man, I don't care about that. Yeah, I think we got bigger problems, you know? And so,
reality is setting
it,
in. Yeah.
It might. That's probably why a lot of these celebrities did not chime in on all these social justice issues, because it's like,
Nobody gives
a shit what you think. About, yeah. You know?
Especially if you say the wrong thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
Anyway, so yes, this might be it.
It would be really great for me, like, because I have seen like some, like the whole Imagine video that just people got really mad about that. It wasn't like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just like they just put their foot in it.
But I don't know. I mean, because this is pretty much, we only have a select amount of things to actually view. And so I think that maybe, I don't know, it might be have a reverse action. Maybe some celebrities might get a good push from this.
And nobody's like clamoring for these movies to come out, you know. All right, so let's move on. So speaking of movies, going directly to, you know, good stuff. So everybody got a chance to check out this Witches trailer. And This comes out this month, right? Like October 22nd. They're trying to have you give the kids and the family something to watch for Halloween.
Yeah, right after you go trick-or-treating, come home. And
if you go trick-or-treating.
If you go trick-or-treating, the back alleys.
So what are you thinking about this thing, Smooth?
It's kitty. I mean, when you look at the trailer, you got Olivia Spencer. She's in there. She's, you know, good actress. And it is coming out on the 22nd. But, you know, you got the mice running around, you know, animated style, CGI. And, you know, you got kids in there and they turn into mice and mice are talking. So, yeah, this isn't something that I would watch on my own. I would have to be in the presence of my kids to watch this.
Huh, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, unless you got that childish, you know, that kid in you, you might want to watch this, but I don't see an adult watching it.
Hmm. I'll go last. Tiff, what are you thinking about this?
Well, so The Witch was a movie from when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Roald Dahl book. So James and the Giant Peach, Matilda.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And I remember being, very scared by the original because it is way creepy. It's very creepy. and there's a lot more practical effects.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they like a lot more makeup to make them witches and things like that. However, I do think this looks like a cute update for the modern era.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Octavia Spencer does a really great job of being the grandma, because like she seems like, you know, that fun, that grandma that like loves you and takes care of you, and it's made me think of like my grandma.
Uh-huh.
And it was really nice. And I mean, it looks fine. I think that what's her face, Anne Hathaway, does a good job. But I might watch it, but I'm not like rushing to watch it.
No, I'm not rushing to watch it either, but you know, Octavia Spencer is just, she's the shit, you know. She's like, mm-hmm, so good at everything she does. Mm-hmm. And you got stars in this thing. Yes, there's a lot of content on streaming right now, you know, but there's not always a lot of content, you know. Sometimes we rush through so much stuff and then you be like, damn. But I want to see this. When I saw it, I was like, man, this looks pretty delightful, man. You know, and one of those things that make you feel good, not, you know, everything don't have to be so serious all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's silly.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a fun children's whatever. Mm. But Roald Dahl is also known for being like, it's not dark, but it's like
pushing that
has
little,
this absurdism.
Yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
It, and the weird and. But also, like, so Octavia Spencer is so charming in this,
mm-hmm,
that I almost want to watch a movie where it's just her and that kid.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, don't go watch Ma, that's for sure.
I like Ma.
No, that's a very different movie. I like Ma. But I just want to watch her and him, like, a drama piece where, like, because the mom passes away or whatever and he goes to live with her. And it's still going to be cute and whatever. I would watch it just for that alone.
Okay, I'm going to tell you one thing I hated about it.
Okay,
I hated whoever the black dude or somebody trying to sound like an older black guy that was narrating in the beginning. I was like, witches? It's real? I said, oh, God.
Oh, you don't like Chris Rock?
That's who that was?
Yeah.
He needs to shut the hell up and stop trying to act like an old man. It was effing terrible. It just sounded stupid. I was like, what the hell is this? And then once I saw Octavia Spencer, I was like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, let me look. Let me check. And I was, and then I'm so glad that there was no further narration at that point from that. So I hope.
Oh, trust me. He's going to be narrating.
I hope he's not in this a lot, because he just sounded, I hated it. I hated it. So that's just me, though. Anyway, we got one more story, y'all.
So everybody calm down.
Stephen King, man. We've been talking. We mentioned The Stand, I think, a long time ago. I think nobody cared. And then, so now we have a trailer for this thing. So Amazon giveth, Amazon delivereth. And they do deliver.
Yes.
And so this is coming out, man. So we have Cyclops, you know, what's his name? Marsden?
James Marsden.
Whoopi Goldberg, who I'm not a Whoopi fan, but you know.
What? Fuck you.
Whoopi is cool.
I'm not a Whoopi fan.
Fuck you. Get off. Get out of here.
Yeah, shut up, old lady.
Here's the
thing. You don't look at that corner, old lady.
Whoopi Goldberg was very important to me growing up because, first of all, we have the same birthday.
Okay.
Oh, okay. There
you go. But also because my mom's favorite movie is Ghost.
Oh, I thought you was gonna say the Nun movie. Whatever.
Oh, Jumpin' Jack Flash.
But here's the thing. Okay. No, follow up. I also love Sister Act.
Yeah, Sister Act.
Sister Act, right.
I also love her in Star Trek.
Who is not your age that doesn't love Star Sister Trek. Act?
Everybody? That's what I'm saying. Like, I think that maybe she's sort of like a... I mean, I know that like that was those were movies for adults, and so like they are part of your guys' generation. But I think she was like more... Because like, my like mom liked those movies, and they remind me of like my childhood.
Got you.
Okay, yeah, sentimental.
So like I have a real soft spot for...
No, I just...
Whoopi Goldberg, yeah.
For Whoopi Goldberg.
Look, those movies are fine. I just...
Just don't like Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, she just bothers me. She talks a goddamn much.
So you don't like her on The View then, huh?
I don't watch The View.
Oh, she has some pretty good stuff on The View sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, man, she's in this.
It's okay for women to talk a lot.
I didn't say, shut up, woman, get in there. Stop talking. Who are you talking about? Don't try to paint me with that brush. Go ahead.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I was making more of a joke about me being a person who talks a lot.
Okay. So, who else was in this thing? It was somebody else famous.
Nobody that I remember being particularly famous.
Okay, so this is all we need right now, right? You know, a movie about a goddamn pandemic. This is the how bad shit is going to get next year. This is 2021.
No, they did say that they had made this movie before. Like they'd finalized production before.
They did. Yeah.
But it is weird. It is uncomfortable.
Yeah, but you see the factions taking place, and you know, you take what you want. I'm like, oh god. So where are you at with this thing, Tiff?
So the original Stand, I remember. I'm sure you guys remember when that came out. It was like a TV miniseries.
It was a miniseries, right?
Yeah, it was.
And everybody was watching it.
The Pope himself was watching this. I don't know.
So like, it was a big deal. Like I remember, like my mom. So my mom is featuring a lot in this podcast. My mom would go to a friend's house every time it was on. They would have like a watch party.
Oh, they was getting together. Okay.
Yeah. So like I remember it scaring me. I only saw a few scenes and it's kind of scared me. But I just don't think, because you know, Stephen King is scary and whatever. But I have a couple things I want to say. It looks fine. I would watch it. I do love post-apocalyptic things. I don't know about the climate right now, if I want to watch it right now.
Yeah, that's like me playing that video game right in the when the pandemic started, I was playing The Division like all day. I was like, I don't know how I'm feeling about this.
But I will say, I don't, and this is because I like to do a lot of things that are maybe people think are bad, but I really don't like it when they're like, okay, bad people enjoy pleasurable things. And good people and do what's right. Hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, so they're showing all these quote unquote bad people who are like living in a Las Vegas style environment. And I'm like, yeah, but you can enjoy, you know, going to bars or.
Yeah. But I think the point is these people they're living so large that they're infringing upon other people to do that. Yeah. You know,
I thought it was more like it was the devil and they were all there to do what the devil tells them to do.
That's what I remember. The original was kind of like, you know,
right. The devil has a town. Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they're on the way to make a stand. Right. That's why it's called The Stand.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, I think it looks good. I don't know if CBS All Access is the right place for it.
Well, you got to pay for it.
You do have to pay for it.
Oh, I did say Amazon. All the whole damn time I said Amazon. Y'all just let me roll with Amazon. Got
no, it. I said at the very beginning, I said it's CBS All Access.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you. Okay.
So here's the thing. Can they be as rough and rowdy as they want on CBS All Access?
Yeah. You watch a damn Star Trek, okay? Shit.
Jesus
you guys, Christ. You got Star Trek cursing and having sex and shit now. So it's on CBS Access, man. Yeah, because you got to pay for it. They do what they want to do. It's just like the other networks, streaming services, should I say. Smooth.
Yeah. Well, the timing for this is, for me.
It's off.
I'm not pumped to see it. It probably is good. I mean,
Remind you too much of everything.
Right. I mean, this might be a guide to what happens. So you might want, you know, a survival guide. You might want to watch this. Yeah, just, you know, it's It's quirky. It's kind of weird because, like I said, you know, you want to see more upbeat, uplifting things maybe right about now.
Yeah.
And like I said, this just happened to be coincidental that, you know.
Yeah.
In the time that they made it. So I probably will watch it because it probably does have some, you know, interesting stuff.
Are you going to pay to watch it?
I mean, I already got CBS.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, so.
I turns mine off when Discovery's not on.
Actually, yeah, so I got it, so. Yeah, I will watch it, not to waste the money, but at the same time, I got to take a whole bunch of vitamins and get a whole bunch of sunlight before I see this
get shit.
Get
ready.
Yeah, you know, get my...
Feel safe. Right. Pack your bag, pack your knapsack just in case.
Right. You know, get all that positive energy in me so I don't get drained from this and be depressed.
So, you know? If this is on available the same time Discovery is available, I'll watch it. Because when I turn it on, I try to watch everything that might be on there.
It's coming on, what, December 17th?
So I don't know when Discovery is coming on because I know it's coming
I have a secret for you.
What's that?
It will eventually be on there at the same time as Discovery because even if it's not this time, it'll be on there the next time.
Yeah, that's true. See, the problem is I turn the app on for the month and they piecemeal them. I mean, they send it to you 13 episodes one at a time. What I should do is wait for Discovery to be over and then turn it on. Yeah, but yeah. I can't. I'll be wanting to see it, you know.
So, yeah.
So I'll work it out anyway. That'd be the circumstances that I'll watch it, you know. But it does look good. Don't get it wrong. There's nothing wrong with the production value or anything, you know.
Right.
And for some reason, Cyclops has always been a okay actor with me. He's never bothered me. You know what I'm saying?
He's a good actor, and he's hot.
He's been on that cowboy robot show for the longest. What's that on HBO?
Westworld.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I prefer it to be called Cowboy Robot Show. I'd probably watch it if it was called Cowboy Robot Show.
Yeah, you know, that's what your granddaddy used to say. Call your comic books funny books and shit like that. Make you mad.
Funny books. I love that.
Give me them funny books. Get out of them funny books, boy.
I guess we also, I forgot to talk about this while we were talking about it, but both the Witches trailer and this trailer use a slowed down version of a song.
Yeah, they both did.
I'm so sick of that shit. Can you fucking stop doing that?
It's like people are refusing to make new music, you know, so they just take something and re-record it. But it's gonna be hardcore. You're like, what? It's gonna be hardcore.
That was once happy, but we made it really sad.
They went on a 3-hour tour. A 3-hour tour. You're like, what? Was that Gilligan?
I would fucking listen to the shit out of that. I would fucking have that on repeat.
That's crazy. Oh, shit. Let's quit clowning. We gotta go, y'all. We're gonna take our first break. We be right back. All right, trying to get a little serious here. We got a review to do. So, never heard the show before. We got different segments. This segment is called One Shot. That's when we take one episode of one TV show. Yes, I'll add some sound effects behind that too to make it more dramatic.
You're welcome, everybody. Please.
We just take one look at it, man, and we just try to decide from that one shot if it's something that we're going to continue to watch or if it's hot garbage, and we scream at the top of our lungs for all of you people to avoid it. If you save you some of your time. Time is money. Time is energy. So this week, man, we're doing Raised by Wolves, available on HBO Max. If you're an AT&T customer, you get this shit for free. You know, well, they say you get it for free, but, you know, they kind of throw it in your package and charge you $11.99 on a slickety slide. You cannot not pay it. You know? Right. So anyway, man. So this stars Travis Fimmel, Amanda Collin. His name is Aboubakar Salim. And a bunch of kids. But the main kid is Winta McGrath. So this is 2020 TV mature drama, fantasy, sci-fi, thriller. Androids are tasked with raising human children on a mysterious planet. That's it. That's all you get. So, man, before we get rolling hard, let's time. It's time. Let's go to one. word. Tiff, one word. What you got?
I guess I'm gonna say potential.
Potential.
That's a good word. Mm-hmm.
That's a very good word. I like that word.
That's a good word. Yeah, that's a good word.
What you got, Smooth?
Damn, I just forgot it that quick. Because I was just...
She messed you up.
She gave us a good... All right, she gave us a good... I was going to say... Damn, man. Come back to me.
My word was intriguing.
Okay.
And that goes really well with potential because, you know, it's like, wow, because there's some shit that happened at this, especially toward the end, and I was like... Damn, we'll talk about it, but I was like, damn, I didn't see all that coming, and so that's my one word. Smooth, are you ready for your word?
Yes, I'm gonna say captivating.
Oh, you captivating, yeah. Yeah, it held your attention, that's for sure. You weren't looking around the room for shit to do when this was, you know. what do I got to do in that kitchen? I'm gonna go in there real quick while it's running and scrub the, you know, the pots. I'll be right back. Don't turn it off, you know. Nah, it wasn't one of those, boy. It definitely has a lot of potential. I agree, it was definitely captivating. And it was intriguing, so there we go.
It was all three.
So let's hit the spoilers and we're gonna talk about it real quick. So, man, you know, special effects looks great. They don't have to spend that much money on this movie because, you know, most of this shit is just running around a bunch of rocks.
And that's right. What's interesting.
It's a regressive society.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what makes it interesting because, like you see, if the trailers, as you see, you know, it's gray and brown and not a lot of flash and, you know, scenery.
They're doing the Ozark with that.
Right,
with that filament, the filament, you know, they're throwing that what do you call that? What do you call it? Filters.
Filament. Filament.
I know, filament. So, you know, oddly shaped spacecraft, you know, lands, crashes.
Yeah.
And at first, I didn't realize the people were androids. I thought they were just, you know, evolved humans, you know, like, just don't have any emotion.
Wow.
You know, and they get out, damn near crash, you know, and it's so funny how they're throwing equipment out as the thing is like about to
it's balancing
die, you know.
Yeah.
And they have no emotions and they go right to work, you know. Boom, 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 boom. Let's start building. And it's interesting. And at first I was like, uh-oh. You know, when this first started with them building, y'all, I was like, uh-oh. This is, I hope this pick up a little bit.
You know? Oh, here's the thing. You know what's really weird?
What's that?
As soon as I saw Father.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh no, I'm worried about Father.
Oh, the black man is not gonna make it.
Yeah, right, of course.
I just felt scared for him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he looked kinder. He looked kinder than her.
He absolutely looked kinder.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'm worried because he looks kind, and I just think that he won't make it.
He was definitely C-3PO, and she was definitely some killer robot from Aliens. I mean, from Terminator. She was definitely a T-800, and he was C-3PO.
What are they? Necro? What are they? Necro something. They call them necromaniacs or something. Or,
well,
necromaniac.
Well, there's two factions.
Right.
There's... the atheists.
Right.
Right.
And then the Mithraic.
I thought it was so interesting that that's what they were warring about, especially when the warrior showed up dressed like
the
crusaders.
Believers. Yeah, the believers. Yeah,
yes,
right.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Oh, they looked just like crusaders. Oh, yeah, they had white and everything.
There must be war. God wills it.
And so, you know, these kids are born, you know, through her. Mm-hmm. And that's when you realize she's a robot.
She's a robot. Mm.
And they're born, and they are the cutest little kids you ever want to see, man.
Right.
And it is so sad watching these kids die one by one, man.
Yeah.
It really is.
I was like, fuck, dude, I would have watched this, man.
Yeah.
And then the last kid dies, and then that's when the robot starts getting trippy.
The father says that we failed and we need to get help with our enemies, you know.
Well, they actually heard it before that because the sister was still alive and she started acting wonky, you know. And
the thing is that, like, I'm not 100% sure, but I think the problem started when the baby wasn't gonna make it, Campion,
and she was crying,
and she cried, because I think Father was surprised by that.
Yeah.
Because, and here's the thing, I don't think it's like, I don't think it would be like, oh, I am unaware of what that emotion is. I think that they have a, like, right, they constantly refer to, like, their programming, like,
yeah,
but they also kind of infer that, like, you don't have to obey that programming.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, she does.
Like father didn't want to.
Yeah, I think she's more of the. No, you're right. Father will, he'll, like you said, he'll take the other
route.
He
just wanted Campion to survive.
He was all about the survival of those kids under any circumstances. Not that she wasn't, but she started having some problems.
I think it's for different reasons, I think, right? Because, like, father.
Yes.
Wants them to survive because I think he cares about them, and then mother wants them to survive because that's the plan.
That's the job.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, though. When the Crusaders got there, I'm just gonna call them Crusaders. Mm-hmm. You know, you knew it was gonna be trouble, especially from the head one, Travis Fimmel. Mm-hmm. He played Marcus. Mm-hmm. You know, they said casually, "Oh, she's been out here this long. Oh, she's malfunctioning." I mean, it wasn't a big deal. They knew that she was malfunctioning because of the length of time.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so it's not under the thing. But then when she had the dream, y'all, and when she did the flying swoop.
Oh yeah.
I was like, what the hell is going on?
The banshee. Yeah.
Oh, well, I thought like, is she God?
They kind of made it seem that type of way. Right? I mean, as far as you know, her with the arms. You know,
but they don't believe in God.
That is true.
No, that's correct. They are the atheists.
Right.
So she goes up to that ship, y'all. And holy balls. But first of all, she destroys all of the knights. You know, they just get butt screwed out in the fields, man. It was bad.
Yeah, she screams on them for real.
Then she goes up, and I'm like, everybody got to go. Everybody.
Yeah. She dismantled father first.
Dude. Yeah. The dude was hiding under the table. He had to go. And here's the other thing. I was like, why would she crash the ship? Don't crash the ship. She crashed the ship. I mean, like, why not go up to the ship? You know, now you got a whole ship, you know? But I guess the mission is to beat down on it. I was sick when she crashed the ship, y'all. But yeah. She crashed the ship. Mm-hmm. So that's how they left it, right? And you're just like, I was like, I want to watch more.
Yeah, I did.
But you know what? Yeah. I watched this last week, and I had to hold on to it because that was, you know, from last week. And I was like, I'm not going to watch anymore. I'm literally going to do a one-shot, you know, because I always get sucked in, and I'd be like, I watched the whole thing. And I was like, but I wanted to watch it all week.
So
I was
you
like,
didn't watch anymore?
No, I stopped.
You didn't?
I stopped.
Dude, I got the episode 5.
See, so you're rolling on it all.
Yeah, this is, yeah, it's intriguing. Yeah, okay, because like you say, you want to see what happens next. Yeah, and it goes, and they pass, of course. And, you know.
I'm going to watch it. I'm watching it. Tiff, what about you?
Yeah, I will give this a try. I want to let everyone who's listening know that if you wanted to try it and you don't have HBO, it is free on YouTube, the first episode.
I thought you were
about to buy HBO. Like they're promoting it. They want you to watch it and then buy HBO. So if you want to test it out, it's on there.
I thought she was about to be like, my personal code is X473.
No. You can watch it for free with no commercials.
You know who did that too? Snowpiercer. You know, I haven't finished
that
yet.
Smart.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, because the first one I was watching, I was like, man, this is so good, and it was free. And then I tried to get to the next one. I was like, I got to pay.
Paywall.
So yeah. Then.
Dope man right there.
You can watch it on Hulu, right? Mm. And so I was like, watching it on Hulu. But you know why I haven't finished it? Because it's got goddamn commercials. And it takes so long to watch it because it's truly an hour show.
Why does it have commercials?
Because I don't got to pay for. Oh, because it's not really. It's a TNT show. So through Hulu took me to TNT, and TNT, you have to watch it on TNT. It's not on Hulu. So it's a you can watch it on the TNT app, and they make you watch commercials like oh my God. So it takes so long to get through a show. So I haven't finished it. So, and I'm not paying for no TNT, AT, I mean some damn TNT, you know, not no way.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's it, man. That's Raised by Wolves. I think we're all in, and I'm looking out for this one. It's pretty good. Good job, HBO. Y'all got y'all a winner here, I think. So far, Smooth is up. So he's on 5. So shit.
Yeah, it's catchy.
Okay.
It's addictive.
Excellent. We are back. Okay, man. Main topic time. This week, we all went to the streaming service. I paid money for this.
Oh, yeah.
I had to rent this.
Me too, I did.
Yeah. What's this? Daniel Isn't Real. Mm. This is 2019's. This thing says not rated. It has to be rated R.
It has to be rated R, yeah, because there's a lot of F-bombs and
1 hour.
Sex.
40 minutes. fantasy horror mystery thriller. This stars Miles Robbins. I don't know who the hell he is. Patrick Schwarzenegger. This is the first time I've ever seen him in a movie. I didn't know none of the kids was acting. I know the girl is married to your boy. What's his name?
Give up.
The guy from Star-Lord.
I give up.
Yeah, nice effort. What? Is it Schwarzenegger? He married.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he married Arnold's oldest daughter, right? Yeah.
Oh, yes, he did. You're right. I forgot because he was married to someone else. And he divorced her.
Does she have a? She has a block head, right?
She does.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
I mean, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah. Well, he don't look like a.
And that might literally float his boat. It's a block shaped head.
Patrick here looks like a. He looks like Maria Shriver with a short hair. So
yeah.
He's handsome enough. He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's kind of a bland handsome. Where like. It could go either way. If like, I'm on the street, I might be like, that guy's handsome, or I might not even notice him.
Yeah, if I didn't see Schwarzenegger, I would have thought that somebody would have said, hey, John Mayer's brother is in the movie. I'd have been like, oh, yeah, it looks like, I can see that. Anyway, it's not him. Sasha Lane, you last saw her in Hellboy, the newer version.
Okay, that was the love interest, right?
She had the power. She had the, you know, they needed her.
Yeah.
So, man, where are we at? Daniel isn't real. That's it. So it's time for one word.
Damn it, man. I forgot it again. Was it perplexed?
You were perplexing?
Well, that's a pretty good word, actually.
Oh, so you were guessing the whole time, huh?
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Tifflebot.
Disappointing.
Sums it all up. I had a better word in this, but I lost it because I'm getting old, but I got a no word, and it's dull.
Yeah. It's just like the trailer makes this movie look really good, and the concept is so promising. It is such a promising concept for a horror or a thriller, and they just put their fucking foot in it.
Yeah, it sucked ass. That's my real one word.
Wow. So I guess we don't need to do a review. Yeah.
Right. No, we're going to talk about it, Smooth. Before we get started, let's hit those spoilers, and let's take it from there. So, man, this thing starts off extremely promising.
It did.
To go back to another one word. So, we got this family, you know, arguing and shit about this woman's mental health. You know, this is a pretty, you know, standard argument now these days in this world, you know. Mm-hmm. She don't want to take her pills. Father's talking about she's leaving. She's like, get out. Little boy hearing all this. And this is a pretty, it seemed like this family got some money. You know, they nice apartment in New York.
Well, he's a lawyer. So
that costs a bunch of money. Yeah. Little kid talks to his little doll, kind of cute. And he takes off. He walks out of the place. Mm-hmm. And so.
Well, you missed the first
one. No. I'm okay. Because I think they happened simultaneously. Across town.
Okay, yeah, right.
They go into a diner. They don't go into a diner, but they're in a diner, and people seem familiar, just any old diner, and some guy walks in with a shotgun and just starts offing everyone in the diner, and you see the waitress goes on the floor. It's, to me, hands down, the most terrifying part of the movie for me was this scene right
here.
It is.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you're thinking, oh, so when you see this, you're like, this is going to be some fucked up shit.
Yeah, I'm like.
You're like, you're getting geared up for this movie. And I'm not saying that, like, forgive me. Like, I know that, like, that kind of stuff is horrible. I'm just saying, like, this movie's a scary movie. It's a psychological thriller. So you're thinking, oh, I'm going to, like, this is going to be, like, kind of a mysterious thing. It's going to be scary. Okay? So you think that. So then basically what happens at this point is the child wanders up. He has walked away from his parents. He wanders up. He sees the dead body, which, by the way, would never happen.
Well, I was the waitress, too, the one that was hiding. You know. So I was wondering the whole time, is she going to make it?
Yeah, she did. She was giving a statement. Yeah,
I thought that was the waitress laying on the
floor. No, that was the shooter. That was the shooter. You see all the holes.
Yeah, he killed himself. Yeah.
But so, no, I don't think he killed himself because he had like about 8, 9, 10 holes.
Oh, they killed him.
They killed him. Yeah, the cops killed him.
It's not really. It's okay. So.
My one word at that point, I called it right at that moment. I said, disturbing. That's my one word.
Yes.
And, you know, but no.
Then it just, like, it just loses itself. So the child, Luke, walks up to the scene and he sees the dead body. And then another child comes up and says,
let's go play some shit like
let's
that.
Let's play. Mm-hmm. Let's play. And so they run across the street. They go, he's playing. At this point, he says his name's Daniel. So, like, the title of the fucking movie is Daniel Isn't Real. So, we all know Daniel's not real.
Well, see, I wasn't sure about that at that moment. I was like, you know, because I don't know what this the hell this is now. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know,
right.
You know, until the mom comes rushing out, you know.
I figured that was, it was trauma, you know, it was one of those yes. trauma things. Yeah. Where, I mean, where he, you know, the kid came around when he needed him, you know, as far as, yeah, let's get out of here, you know, let's do something better.
So it fucks me up when the mom says, come on, and
well,
the boy, the friend goes, right?
Well, no, I mean, it's just like what they say, when a little kid hands you a play phone, you answer it, you know.
No, I get it,
yeah,
but.
Yeah, you know.
I'm sitting there thinking, this is a horror movie.
Okay, right.
This is how we getting in, you know.
Right, yeah, exactly, right.
So
right.
They have some normal antics, right? They're playing sword fighting. Fight,
yeah.
They're doing all the kind of shit kids have with imaginary kids. Now, I never understood imaginary bullshit, you know. I just never did. I played with my action figures. That was enough. Yeah. I don't know. I ain't never had no imaginary friend.
I didn't either.
Me neither. I mean, I guess... And I never knew if the kids that did were pretending.
Yeah, because, right. My grandmother would slap the shit out of me seeing me talking to somebody. Who are you talking to, boy? Stop doing that.
Like, I think, I guess, I've never met anyone who had one.
Me neither.
So I couldn't ever ask them if I, like, oh, were you just playing? Or, like, did you actually think you saw someone?
No, hold up. We know that this is a pretty common occurrence with kids, so we ain't trying to make fun of nobody.
No, we're not making fun of anybody. But I've always been curious about it, and I've just never met anyone.
Right, and I wasn't saying that's
had
what you
that.
Saying.
So
I'm just like wanting to be clear because you know people get sensitory, you know, about something.
Oh, yeah. If you had an imaginary friend, tweet me. I would like to know if you really saw them or if you just were having fun.
Right.
And either way, it's fine. I'm just curious.
Right. So,
in this movie, he sees Daniel, and no one else does.
Right. So. Daniel was cool at first until he tell him to go put his mama pills so he could make her a superhero.
Right. Dude, yeah, that was
all of the pills.
All of them. Man, I thought she was dead.
Here's the thing. I do think that that's a little weak.
What?
Like, I do think that they should have killed her.
Well, with all those pills.
The movie should have killed her.
They wanted to bring her back to reinforce his mental health.
Right.
But you're right.
But at the same time.
You're right. She should have been in foster care or something. Yeah.
Correct. So she
oh, you're talking about him. He should have been foster care.
She lives. And then later she does come back, but she's barely in it later. Like, I mean, there is some stuff that happens that kind of like maybe helps reinforce that Daniel isn't a good person.
It was unnecessary. Her scenes. I mean,
I don't think so. I think it was. You know, I think it was balanced pretty good. I mean, like you said, it reinforced that. Yeah, this was. That your mental health could be a mental illness.
I hear that. I hear you smooth, but let me just paint this picture real quick.
All right.
So if he didn't grow up with all that mental health and was, you know, of course he saw it when he was young and the pills and almost killed his mom. Mm-hmm. I think it would have been a little bit more intriguing for him to discover just how messed up his mom is without having her around. You know what I'm saying? So,
or like, I think. It would have been so much more scary for him.
That's what I'm saying.
To like
not familiar
realize,
with it.
Right? Like, and then for the audience, you'd be like, I don't even want to know about his mother's mental illness, right? Like, because right. I want to wonder about whether or not Daniel is really experiencing things. And by really experiencing things, I mean, does he have a mental illness? Because people with mental illnesses do experience those things, even if they're not real for other people. Or if this is like a thing, like the devil. Right.
So he had to lock. Right. He had to lock Daniel up.
Yeah.
You know,
in the dollhouse. Yeah.
And I was a little disturbed with the banging, especially when they showed him as an adult. And I was like, is he still hearing that damn banging? Or I was like, he would be nuts crazy. Like, is he just walking around and he hear banging everywhere he go? Let his ass out. Let him out. Shit. So, you know, he's living a normal whisk. Type life, right? I mean, it's
college,
normal as he can be. You know, he has his burden with his mama. Right. And so maybe you might be right, Smooth, because, you know, back and forth with the mom and shit like that. He's in school, and he is an oddball. He talks to the therapist. The therapist is like, hey, maybe you should let him out, man. And I'm watching this. I said, that therapist is dead.
Yeah, we knew that. Yeah, you kind of knew that.
He's like, I do like him as a character because I do think that it's like, So a lot of movies, I think, do, and like, whatever, but like, therapy is kind of a weird thing, but I can kind of tell that whoever wrote this has experienced therapy before, because
without
like,
a doubt, without a doubt,
because this therapist is very, very therapy guy. Like, he's like, oh, you should like maybe you shouldn't be afraid of like your inner self. You should like let them out, because like he's thinking,
great idea,
this
dude.
Guy has
right.
This guy has like some. He's restrained. He feels trapped, and so his idea is like, okay, we're gonna like release that, right?
Now check this out. Go ahead. I'm gonna
answer. No, that's it.
Okay, so check this out. When Daniel gets out, I'm like, oh, he's going to unleash the beast. He's going to come out there like, I am free and your ass is mine. You know, I thought this was, that's what it was going to turn into. But that's not what happened. Daniel come out. He cool as shit.
Man, he's giving this dude lines. Dude, you know, saying he's the
cool
great,
as hell.
He's the greatest wingman you could ever want.
Dude, he looking over and seeing the teacher's pet. Right, I'm like, what the hell?
Right. Yeah, he's giving the dude answers for the test. That's what I was like.
Daniel
this is great.
Cool.
Yeah, he made Daniel cool. So cool.
But it turns so bad so fast.
Yeah.
Right. But here's my problem with this movie. It's starts about here.
Yep.
Is that like, this is a scary movie.
Yes.
Or a psychological thriller or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Nothing that scary happens until like an hour.
Yeah.
Into the movie. And it's only an hour and a half long.
Well, because he's in the sewer and he's banging a chick and then he burns the dude
burns
up.
That
and,
guy.
And, you know, he's out of control. And he's took his body and that was creepy and shit.
Oh,
and
he stretched the whole thing. Stretched his whole mouth out.
They were touching faces and shit. Yeah. And so it was like, okay, this guy is effed up. You know, he needs medication. That's what I'm thinking. He needs medication.
But he did take medication.
So, you know, at that point, he wants the dude gone. But Daniel,
it's too late.
No, he looking like the damn devil himself. Yeah, he's like, I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah,
you know,
right. It's too late. Yeah.
And so, you know, that whole scene too. You knew something was up when he was drunk in that bathroom, and he got him to cut himself. But I'm like, this whole movie is about schizophrenia. You know, yeah. I'm getting kind of like, I don't, you know, whatever. This dude's gonna get murdered. So, you know, all the weird shit starts happening, right? You know, the girl don't want nothing to do with him. The other girl don't want nothing to do with him. He goes over to the girl's house and, you know, he freaks her out.
She maced the shit out of him, though, at the school. That was funny as hell.
I didn't get the castle thing at first when she painted it and he was because it still could be from his point of view and he could be seeing all of this stuff.
But
you
it's not a castle.
What the hell was it?
It was like, it was a dude's face. Yeah,
it's the skull with the bones sticking out of it.
Yeah, but I thought those bones resembled a castle.
It did, kind
of. Yes, I can see that.
Yeah.
But then later we see that it is him or whatever.
Right.
But she's like, oh, I saw your shadow.
Now, the one person who gets the award in this movie for just being the best character, in my opinion, is Cassie. Cassie didn't take no shit. I didn't like her at first when she bumped into him and she didn't even say, excuse me. She's like, what the fuck?
Well, I thought she was going to be a pickpocket. You know, that's basically what it looked like. But like you said,
No. Cassie wasn't playing with this dude.
Oh, no. She was street. She was straight street.
She was kicking ass through this whole thing.
Well, you knew she was street when, you know, you invited her to the party and she took her friend out back and with the bottle in her hand let her know, like, yo, if you don't tell me what I want to know, I'm going to crown you with this bottle.
Yeah, so Cassie wasn't, she wasn't no joke.
Yeah, man. She wasn't no hoe.
You know, but old boy takes over, you know, the biggest mistake, and you saw it coming when he did that therapy session, you know.
Oh, with the hypnotist, yeah, he went into his mind and he actually
I'm looking at that dagger and I'm like, he gonna kill you with that.
Oh, I said, as soon as he took that out, I was like, that guy's dead.
Oh, dead as a doornail, right? You saw it coming. And he stabbed the shit out of him smooth. He was like, stabby, 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 stabby. I couldn't believe it, man.
Well, he took it away from the therapist had it. He snatched it from the therapist. I'm just saying the therapist had it, yeah.
You're dead.
Right, you know, yeah. There's
no way you coming out of this scene.
Well, the thing is, too, I knew that the therapist, I mean, just his mannerism was kind of frail. You know, so he wasn't that masculine, put it that way.
No, but I think that what's even not that what he you want to help what's his name not Luke
Luke
yeah Luke, yeah, Luke. You want to help Luke is he's a wounded bird, you know, so even if Luke were to start acting crazy, you know,
that this movie, so that is also this is that's the good and the bad of this movie. So the good is that there isn't a lot that happens where other people should realize that it's real, and it is. Like, they do. Like, Cassie realizes it's real.
Yeah, she got it.
The therapist realizes it's real.
Yeah. Yeah, but
that's also my problem with it, because I think it would make a much better psychological thriller if nobody ever believed it was real.
Well, I don't know. I didn't want to see that.
Yeah.
I hate the things that at the end you're like, is it or is it not?
I love those things.
Well,
so, go ahead, Simone.
No, I was going to ask. Now, when was the part where he found out that he was sharing Daniel when he had to go to the one guy's house?
He realized that the shooter and stuff. And yeah, so he went and saw that he was painting the same thing, which is in his mind. But wasn't really a telltale sign if you're unwell, right? You could piece all that shit together in your mind. And, you know, none of it could have been connected. But at that point, we were supposed to realize that the audience and so did Luke and Cassie, absolutely, especially when he went and saw the skull, the crown.
Right.
So, you know, he messes him up, man. He steals his whole body, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And goes over to Cassie's house and stuff, and she realizes, and she starts putting a hurting on his ass.
Oh, yeah. But she got that box knife.
Yeah.
And then he actually turned himself into Daniel in front of her, didn't he?
Yeah.
No, Daniel. So what happens is he turns into Daniel, mm-hmm. yes, with Clay,
yeah.
which is very weird. And Luke is stuck inside of the same house
that he put him in.
Right.
And when he's in there, he realizes that the guy, Braun, who was the shooter in the beginning,
is stuck in
there. Is also in there. And he has
been
like transformed into like
a creature,
a monster.
He stabs his ass. And
Luke
though.
Kills him, which is really weird because, like, at that point, wouldn't you be like, oh,
we got to get out of this together.
Man, get
you're
out
the
of
same
here.
Boat I'm, as me.
I'm not. But look at his face, man. And then he's, you know, I can't understand you. And then I'm in this creepy ass house. I don't know. No, I'm killing you. I'm not trying
to. No, because before he kills me, he says, you're Braun.
Well, that was afterwards when
maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Yeah. Maybe he stabbed him and then it was like, you're Braun.
He's
and then
like,
he dies.
Shit,
like,
my fault. You're Braun. Yeah.
So anyway, man, they do this little chase and stuff. And he runs out and jumps into the abyss. And now he can be seen out in the world. But Cassie can't see him. And she's hightailing over the side of that building. I'm like, that girl is a survivor. I'm telling you, you don't got enough juice to take her down, dude. You know, you should leave her alone and run the other way. You know, because he kills me with that, I've been kind to you. I have. You know, and I'm like, she gonna F you up. Anyway, so Nadi starts sword fighting. And the brooms become real, you know, I guess because, you know, the power of the mind and stuff. And, you know, he's stabbing him, but it don't matter, you know.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh. Yeah. The star is not gonna. He's not gonna survive this because that's his body stabbing up. That ain't somebody
else's.
That's
what I was thinking too. I was thinking the same thing. Like, yeah,
he told him he ain't had the balls to take him out, and he yokes him over the building.
Right, and they both.
That was a nasty scene down there.
Yeah, it was. You know, like wet fruit is hitting the ground.
Right. So that's it, man. That's what happened. And when it was over, I was shaking my fist at the TV.
You seen Daniel? He was still at the top of the building. I guess he was like, well, I just. Jump into somebody else that has a mental illness.
Yeah, he was back in the abyss place. And
okay, but I think he jumps into the abyss, and that for him is actually the abyss.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
He won't be able to come out of that, I think.
Well, no, I think he would.
What's the implication?
I think he would. I think he just hops from body to body.
And he discloses that he's been doing this for centuries and stuff.
Yeah.
He had all those other, like, he had those mementos.
And to me,
other people.
All that reveal shit should have been done way earlier in the movie. I think it would have made it more intriguing because it would have actually gave you someone to fight over. I mean, they were trying to trick you to think, you know, that it was his psychosis this whole time. But, you know, it just got to the point that it was like, if this is psychosis, this is the most run-of-the-mill psychological thriller on the planet, you know. But,
right, but the thing is, they don't even do that well, is what I'm saying. It's like,
no,
you're right. That it would have been a better movie if the audience... But the audience is in on it, but it's also not interesting. That's the problem. So, like, what they should have done, you're right, is, like, there should have... First of all, he should have been doing more stuff that he wasn't aware of. Like, you know what I mean? He should have woken up with blood on him.
Waking up naked somewhere in the middle of the subway or some shit like
creepy,
that.
Weird stuff where you're like, oh, I don't know what happened. He doesn't know what happened.
Yeah.
But we know that Daniel does stuff. So you start to think, oh, Daniel did this. And then it gets creepier and weirder and whatever.
Well, he did a little bit of that. They did. Well, I mean, with the text messages. I mean, they did a little bit. Yeah.
Such a small thing. He's like, you've been texting.
Yeah. It was terrible.
Well, maybe that's expected, and that, you know, you've seen that done before. Ooh, so
you trying to fix the movie?
I'm just saying that I didn't need it. Maybe, you know what I mean? You didn't need it for me. For me, it didn't need to
but
be done.
But let me ask you this.
What?
Magic question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like this?
I like parts of it.
Did you like this movie?
I like parts of it, yeah.
No, did you like this movie? Not parts of it, because we could find good in everything. You thought the movie was okay?
Yeah, it was okay. It wasn't garbage. Yeah, it wasn't garbage.
Okay, I thought it was hot trash. It wasn't garbage. I don't think anything really would have... I don't think what your suggestions would have fixed it.
You don't like anything at all about this movie?
No, I didn't like it.
I mean, not even the beginning, huh?
I will say that I was entertained. Yeah, like, I will say that, like, I wasn't wishing for it to be over. I wasn't like, there are movies that we have watched, or even movies I've watched by myself, where I was like, this will never end.
It got long. And this movie ended. Yeah, it did get some long and some parts for me.
It was a totally different thing for me. I was getting up. I paused it 1,000 times. I walked away. I kept doing other stuff. And I kept looking at the TV like, fuck, I got to finish this movie. That's how it was for me.
Oh, I wasn't doing that. Yes. But I did see it getting long. Like, okay, this is, I was going to point out some stuff. This part is long. Maybe they could have edited this.
I'm not even going to say it again. I'm just saying it over and over. I'll keep saying it over and over. I didn't like it.
It wasn't bad to me, but it's nothing that I will like watch again just on my own. If it's on, I'll maybe look at it. But as far as, let me see, Daniel doesn't exist. I'm not, isn't real. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's it, y'all. What about you, Tiff?
Like I said, I thought it was... Here's the thing. I don't think it achieved what it wanted to. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I can tell that that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if I can tell that, then it's not very good.
Got you.
I don't think it's a good horror film. I wouldn't have even marketed it that way.
No.
I
guess a skull running around.
Yeah. So, when I watched it, I wasn't like, God, I wish this was over. So it's kind of hard to say. Like, I didn't like it, but I wasn't like upset that I watched it.
Oh, okay. See, that's the perfect sum up, because I was upset I watched it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So is there gonna be a sequel, you think?
I don't give a shit. Wouldn't matter. That's it, y'all. We can't do the damn thing. We got it done. That's it for Fans of Patrol, man. I think next week, man, there's a delightful little movie out on, I say delightful, I only saw a little bit of it, and I stopped watching it because I was like, we should do this on the show. So I think it's Brooklyn Vampire or something like that? It's on Netflix.
Is that the kids movie?
It's kind of like a Stranger Things with vampires in the ghetto. So let's watch that.
I saw something about that.
Okay, yeah, I started watching it last night, and then I stopped it because I was like,
"Okay, this
is pretty good. Let me stop." and it might turn out terrible. Who knows? So that's what we'll do next week. I don't think we already did a one shot, so we don't need no one shot. We'll do something fun, man. So, man, I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my sensitive co-host, Miss Tifflebot. Say goodbye.
It's been a pleasure as always,
Mister
SMOOVE. Let me do that again. SMOOVE, spelled smooth, not loser. How's that?
Who's the loser?
Well, you said that movie didn't.
Oh, okay. No, you thought it was cool.
I thought it was cool.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, but it doesn't spell that, though. It doesn't spell that.
You're damn right.
That's the whole point.
So that's it, man. We'll see you next week. And until then, we will be
on patrol.